your mind. Free, free, set them free. Free, free, set them free. Welcome to the Free Your Mind Project's radio show. Inspiration and information to help you have a healthier mind, body, and life. I am Brian, your host, along with my co-host, Wendy. And Wendy, we are on the road again, our favorite weekend of the year in Rutherford, California, at the 19th annual Music Festival for Mental Health at the gorgeous Staglin Family Vineyards, and just a great day.
Yeah, we always love coming up here. It feels like coming home because the Staglins are wonderful, wonderful people, and they're doing things that are near and dear to our hearts, which are finding cures, and that's their main goal, finding cures for brain disease. And we are very happy that they are doing it. They've done a tremendous amount for the cause. And we're talking about all kinds of mental health issues that are actually, they're making a lot of progress on getting cures for.
Yeah. And there's no doubt that you know someone that lives with a mental illness. If you go by the stats, I've heard 1 in 4 or 1 in 5, either way. Here's something you might not know. It's the number one cause of adult disability worldwide. And we get a lot of listeners who will say, you know, who can I get involved with? What can I do? Who can I give to? And that's one of the things that we want to bring to you in this show each week. We love a lot of organizations out there, MHA, NAMI. This is an organization, though, that kind of brings everyone together and knocks down silos. And it's actually two organizations. It's IMRO, the International Mental Health Research Organization, as well as One Mind for Research. And coming up in today's show, you're going to hear Garen Staglin and Sherry Staglin, husband and wife, co-founders of IMRO. They're going to be able to break down the differences between the organizations. That's coming up in the first segment. In the second segment, more from Garen and Sherry, and a thank you to the folks who support them. And then our third segment is our Proposition 63 Mental Health Services Action segment with Jennifer Whitney and Zima Creason, special guest today, talking about mental health in the workplace and workplace wellness. If you're a business owner, please stay tuned. This is a great program. For a limited time, it's going to be free through MHA and Prop 63 funding, and so you want to stay tuned for that in the third segment. But coming up right now, again, Wendy and I talk about this all the time, Garen and Sherry Staglin. Tim McGraw was here this weekend, and I want to talk to Sherry a little bit, leading off here, about the festival, how it came about, and what it means to them. This is the 19th annual Music Festival for Mental Health. Give our listeners just a little bit of background on the festival, how it came about, and what's going on this year.
This year's festival is, as you said, the 19th, and we first began in 1995, 5 years after Brandon had his psychotic break for the first time. And it took us that long to kind of get out of our shell shock and get our act together and start doing something positive. So to find out why do these things happen, we knew they were physiological and probably genetically caused. We thought we will raise money to do this. There are a lot of other fundraisers for the arts, for universities, but we knew of nothing for mental health. We decided we have this beautiful place. We have our wine. We have all of our neighbors' wine. We know chefs who offered to come and help us. We knew a conductor who offered to come and do the music. We kind of put it all together, and we started our first one in 95, and I think we raised $60,000, which was quite amazing. Because of our success then, we continued this every year, and we've done it every year since, and we're just shy of a couple hundred million now that we have been able to raise or leverage, actually raising by having the money already put in programs as seed money and then getting the federal government or other foundations to come in after and grant to those particular scientists who are doing the great work.
That's the one thing that I want our listeners to understand is that you guys actually sort of walk the walk. And so you've got your Johnson & Johnson Rising Star Awards. Next week's show is dedicated to that. So our listeners are going to hear about a lot of really cool research that came out of that. But this year, I mean, you guys don't fool around. You've got Tim McGraw. That's amazing.
I know. Tim McGraw is quite a draw, and he's a big star, and he's the biggest star we've ever had. We've kind of headed in the right direction from when we first started, but we've had everything from rock and roll to rhythm and blues to jazz to concert music. So this year we've got Tim McGraw, and he's going to come out here, and I just know he's going to do a fabulous job for us because his heart and his passion are with us, and he wants to accomplish the same things we want to accomplish.
And he's involved through the Tug McGraw Foundation.
That's right. Yes, his dad, Tug McGraw, did suffer from a brain disease, a tumor, and that's what caused his death. And he started this foundation to find the answers to brain tumors, and then it just sort of went from there, and he got very interested in some of the diseases that the veterans live with that are brain-related, such as traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress. So he decided he wanted to turn his efforts toward that as well. And that's kind of where his main focus is right now. And we happen to be doing this through another branch of our program called One Mind, and we're working on the traumatic brain injury as well as post-traumatic stress.
That was Sherry Staglin. She's a co-founder along with husband Garen.